Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Patel Integrated Logistics Q1 FY26 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nidhi. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Logistics. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bhogla, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Polrat, Company Secretary. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram. Very good afternoon to everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the first quarter of financial year 2026 of Patel Integrated Logistics Limited. Let me first thank you, dear Vikram and his team from PhillipCapital, for graciously agreeing to hosting the phone call. I'm really thankful to them. Now, let me take you through the operational highlights for the period under review. After that, we'll take you through also the financial highlights. So let me take you through the operational highlights first of all. As we all know, there is a challenging global environment marked by ongoing geopolitical tensions, uncertainty, tariffs. However, we don't want to distract by all of them, and we remain focused on executing our initiatives, which we have taken up, and we are very much focused to achieve our goals. Operationally, we are well positioned to benefit from upcoming infrastructure development. As we know, including the much-anticipated inauguration of the Navi Mumbai International Airport, which is expected to be operational by October 2025, as per the media report. And also, we are expecting in the UP also one big airport going to be open. These are all, as we know, these are all part of overall government initiative to increase the number of airports from around 140 to 220 airports. As we know, as the number of airports are increasing and the airports have a cargo facility, it will definitely give us a boost to our business. And this development is expected to significantly increase regional air cargo volume, unlocking meaningful growth opportunities. We believe this will play a pivotal role in extending our network capabilities. And as we know, we are a pan-India company, so more and more airports are increasing, and our network also will increase further. And we will be able to enhance our service offering to the customer also. Customer will have more choice, and more cargo movement will also be faster, which in turn supports our long-term growth and profitability. Very recently, we have also signed a new rate contract with one of the leading airlines in the Middle East. which will also help us to offer more competitive pricing to our customers and give our enable us more good to move from India to the Middle East. This move is expected to drive in our definitely international sales volume and further reinforce our strong market position. Now let me go by the numbers which are under quarter under review. That is the June quarter. Quarter ended by on June 25. Now, to provide a clear picture to all of you, we classify, as we know, some of people who already attended our previous earning call. We classify our business into two segments, domestic and international. Domestic segment includes good movement within India through the air, while the international segment related to export and cross-border shipment means good movement out of India. In that, our domestic sale volume for the quarter is 13,318 tons, slightly lower than 13,366 tons in the previous quarter and 14,535 tons in the same quarter of the previous year. Let me clarify in the outright, it is also a seasonal business. The quarter-to-quarter comparison may not be appropriate, although we are a growing company. So if I talk about the June quarter of the last same June quarter of the last year, it is more comparable than the immediate past quarter. However, since there is a requirement to give the quarter immediate past quarter figure also, so we are giving that figure also to all of you. Further, let me also happy to inform you that our sales realization improved to 57 rupees 4 paisa per kg. That is the 3.5% year-on-year increase. When I'm talking about year-on-year, that means I'm talking about the June quarter of the last year, reflecting our disciplined pricing and value-driven customer service. This was the overall sales volume for the quarter, which I was talking to you, including the international and the domestic of 13,318 tons. If I do the breakup of that tonnage into domestic and international, then the in domestic segment contributed 11,636 tons, showing sequentially growth from 11,266 tons in the quarter four, showing sequential growth from domestic segment contributed 11,636 tons. Again, the last year we have a 12,600 tons in the 11,266 tons in the Q4 FY25. Within the domestic segment contributed 11,636 tons. In the current quarter, again the 12,617 tons in Q1 FY25 on the last year. The international segment contributed 1,682 tons, lower than 2,999 tons in Q4 FY25 and 1,918 tons in Q1 FY25. But this decline, as I was explaining, was primarily due to geopolitical uncertainty, tariff impact, where people don't know what to do and what not to do. However, we are very confident that the things are getting settled down as we are talking about, which we are in the last quarter, okay, it impacted, but in the coming quarter, we are hopeful to recover all this, whatever the decree happened in the earlier quarter, in the earlier quarter of June quarter. Further, let me give now the, apart from the tonnage figure, let me give the financial figure for the quarter under review. During the first quarter of FY26, operational income declined by 5% to INR 78 crore year on year, that is net of GST. The decrease was primarily attributed to seasonal softness and a marginal drop in overall cargo volume. EBITDA for the quarter was, as the sales had come down marginally, so consequently EBITDA also came down from, EBITDA for the quarter was 1.9 crore, down 9% year on year, with EBITDA margin standing at 2.44%. However, we are able to keep our profit after tax increased by 6.7% year on year to INR 1.6 crore, supported by a substantial reduction in the finance cost, which we are hopeful to continue to get the benefit. Further, our PAT margin improved to 2.05%. These are the some of the operational and financial highlights from my end. We are, as I was explaining to you, we are very hopeful about the things which are going to happen in the future. In spite of all this noise which we are hearing from the all over the world, and as a macro picture also. We are not an export-dominated country like China. We are more dependent on our in-house demand, domestic demand. So we don't expect much effect on the all this noise to our not only to our company but as a general also. And since we are in logistic business and if the economy is going well, as we can see today also our Honorable Governor also kept the growth rate same, and he also hopeful. So we are also hopeful for the entire thing. And by this, I am over. Over to the Vikram. Thank you, Vikram.
Thank you, sir. I think we can move to the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. The first question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, we have seen volume decline on YOY basis for this quarter, but on full year basis as well as the long term, if you take what kind of a growth in volume we are targeting as a company?
Yes, as I was explaining, Vikram, in the one quarter, normally this quarter remains a seasonally weak for us, traditionally also. And you can see the things are coming up as here. For July already ended up also, and it looked good only. So we are expecting at least, I will not give a specific number, but definitely we are expecting more than the last year overall.
Okay. And how is the gross margin as well as the EBITDA margin in international business compared to domestic business, if you can give some sense?
Yeah, definitely in the international business, the margins are lower because the recovery of money is also faster in the international business. Okay. And in the domestic business, there are, as a traditional factory, the receivables are there for 3 months around, so margins are little higher. So in the, if I give you a ballpark figure of the, that's when the, in the domestic business, the ballpark figure is around the 12% around, between the 12 to 13% in the range. And in the international business, the range is between the 1.5 to 2.5%.
This is for gross margin.
Gross margin. I'm talking about the pure gross margin.
Okay, okay. Understood. And what would be our receivables and payable scenario currently in terms of days or absolute number, whatever is available?
Yeah. Look, we are also, very recently, we have introduced one system also, system driven, because we want to be a system driven company, and after setting up the mobile app, TrackSeal mobile app in the last year, whereby the everything moved through the mobile only or the system, nothing is done, no booking is done in a manual way. Recently in December also, we have introduced the receivable control also through the system only. And right now the, we have a receivables as usual around the 65 to crore around the figures are there, 65 to 68 crore figure. But as we have improved set up the system as recently in December only, and which is getting digested in the entire our ecosystem, and we are hopeful to improve our receivables also in the coming quarter, which will definitely help us in more movement of the goods and the more sales volume. So overall, it looks like receivables also are in the control.
Understood. And two more questions. One regarding we are hearing like a lot of other express players or logistic players are also aggressive in now air express or air cargo movement. When you look at Gati or even other TCA Express, everyone is now started giving air volume numbers. So are they competing with us, or we also do consultation for them and it is a complementary for us? So how is the competitive scenario, or if you can explain that, I think will be helpful.
Yeah, good actually. Vikram, what is happening in, like when you're talking about the specific name of the 140, they are our also customer also, you know, that they are not our customer also. And we actually, the market is huge now, and market is growing because the way that people are talking about the electronics, all the movement of the goods in a faster way, and as the way the number of airports are increasing, and as you can see, we use normally the passenger aircraft, and the number of passengers are also increasing leaps and bounds. So point is that whoever comes is a good for us only. And as we can see earlier also, people are coming also, and but we as a company, which are definitely not scalable, we talk in our language. We have a strong ground recall of the POBC, we call in internally. And the Patel Air Freight Kangaroo brand, people have a lot of faith on that brand of Kangaroo brand. And we are open to competition. It's always welcome. Competition leads to more efficiency, more innovation. And to be unduly not bothered about any competition. And in fact, we will feel that more competition will give us a more market, will be more wider, and more, and we will have a more fair only overall.
Okay. And how is the progress on monetization of non-core assets?
As we are talking, my team, one of the team is talking to one of the developer only, to be honest with you, as we are talking right now also. But as we know, this type of thing takes time, but it is progressing. As I'm talking to just now, the other team is talking to them in other building, is talking to the developer only.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Still wanted to know that more about the recent contract that is signed with the Middle Eastern Airlines. Specifically, like, will we be receiving some fixed allocated cargo space on the flights, or will we be getting some incentives on the volume of load that we are providing to them?
It's like that. Look, there are a number of airlines, foreign airlines are there. When we are able to sign the contract with them, then we have option to move the goods to that airline and to that specific area also. Okay, and definitely, we have signed a contract with one airline. I cannot talk the name right now, but this will open our further door, and it will definitely help us in increasing our sales volume. And look, if I don't have a contract with that airline, I cannot move the goods to that airline. Okay. So now I have signed the contract with that airline. It's open contract. Normally it remains open contract. And okay. And depend on the situation, the rates go up and down. And we will have a more increasing the sales volume. That will help us in that.
Okay. And so, how much time will it take for us to recognize the revenue for the same? Can we expect?
Just now, yesterday only we started that one also, putting the goods to that airline also. So it will we are a company which daily basis load the goods into the airline. Okay, we in our language we call ourselves okay. Roj kua khuda roj kai bada, okay? So we are a regular one. So we already started yesterday loading the goods through that airline, and we will start the booking the revenue also.
Okay. Great, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Vita.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Kamal Jeswani from UForce Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me to ask the question. I just wanted to know that with this Make in India, where Modi is promoting this Make in India thing, iPhone or Apple is making their iPhones here in India, and these kind of electronics are definitely going to be, logistics has to be done through airlines, right? So with this growth coming in on Make in India and manufacturing happening in India, and these goods are getting exported and also domestically supplied, is this translating into higher volume such activities, higher activities for us?
Kamalji, thank you for asking this question, and we are all hopeful, and definitely I'll be talking about we are one of the largest network of the in the country of the movement of air cargo, and as the number of airlines are increasing, number of passenger aircraft, just to clarify you, number of passenger aircraft are increasing, number of airports are increasing, and manufacturing activity more and more increasing in India, whether it is the electronic goods or as our Honorable Prime Minister was talking about, as a small thing like Ganesha also. Ganesha is our God. I should not talk about small, but it's almighty God they are talking about. So it is like that, whatever the more and more manufacturing activity happens, it will be good for us, all of us. And to be honest with you, after this, all this turmoil and all this noises which we are hearing, and after that also, we are very committed, and we are seeing the numbers are improving. That justifies that all this getting translated into numbers and getting affected. We are positively getting impacted by the Modi Made in India initiative taken by our Honorable Prime Minister.
Okay. So that means definitely this would, but this also depends on the kind of capacity you get depending on how much load is available in the airline accordingly. But then you also mentioned last time that yeah, if it doesn't go in one flight, in the next flight it'll go. So basically,
yeah,
that is not a major constraint, the capacity of the airlines, basically.
No, correct. Yeah, it's not major concept, I agree with you. But suppose if the number of airlines are increasing, then more and more people will also opt for the air movement. Huh?
Yeah.
Ultimately, look, if there is no capacity, then the people will look for some other alternative, what to do, good has to move.
Mm-hmm.
Nah? And as we are seeing, the India is growing, we are the largest population of the world now.
Mm-hmm.
So we are internally consumption is also very high. So, and luckily we are a domestic aircraft, our domestic operations are more than the international operations. So this all gets added.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagdish, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. So my question was that in, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, continue please.
So like my question was, since we use more passenger aircrafts, so are there any restrictions on the types of goods that can be transported by a passenger airlines under this arrangement, such as frozen foods, batteries or electronics, given that such items often face limitations during regular air travel?
Not like the food which you mentioned, we definitely carry, but not as me and you supply also and all this one. There are specific precautions are taken up, and not that perishable, there are lot of perishable goods or movement are there in the passenger aircraft. What we use actually is the belly capacity of airline, not on the main board where we are sitting here, okay? Where we sit so belly capacity of airlines are getting used, and then the goods which you mentioned are definitely moved through the airline.
Okay, sir. One more sensor, like in the next quarter, and expect more good volume growth because of chill coming.
Sorry, I couldn't get you, sir. Jagdish, I couldn't get you.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sorry? Can I?
I couldn't get you. Can you repeat, please? If you don't mind.
So, sir, in the next quarters, so the purchase seasons are coming. So, can we expect more input in the coming quarters?
Yeah, definitely. I have been prohibited from giving any forecast. So I could not give any forecast, but I can internally tell you numbers are looking good only for us.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Follow-up question. How would be, I think, our opportunities to venture into other businesses we used to have earlier, road or surface transport also, as well as there was also earlier mention about our venture into health and fitness industry with the franchises. So just wanted to know what would be the growth avenues apart from our regular business. Are we looking to follow that, including even warehousing also?
Yes, we are in the progress of that one, and we are just, as we are talking about, we are also in the process of using one dedicated store for our new project, which we call a new project. So we are in very soon will bring on board one dedicated resource also for the new project. And we are evaluating time to time, and things are in the pipeline. And as we know, we are a little cautious company, so it takes time, but when it happens in a very foolproof manner. So we are in that mode also, definitely, that we have to.
Okay. And in case of warehousing, whatever existing Bangalore warehousing code, apart from that, any other plans to expand the capacity, or more focus will be on growing the existing business only?
We are in the business. So we not that we will only grow in the warehouse or even the air cargo also. Wherever we get the opportunity and the ROI is good, we are open to that one. And that's the reason, as I was explaining to you, Vikram, that we are bringing on board one dedicated resource also, very senior resource on the board also for the new new project only. So that definitely we are looking all the way for all this one.
Okay, and anything happening on Pune location for warehousing?
Yeah, that is also in the pipeline. That definitely in the pipeline is there. That things are moving. That only I can tell you at this stage. Yes, moving towards in the pipeline.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vikram.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of you who have asked the question or who have heard our earning call. As I was talking to you, we are continuing to remain focused for creating a long-term value for all stakeholders. Our entire team has a single-minded focus to create value for all the stakeholders and long-term sustainable value. Once again, thank you to Vikram and all his team for arranging this call. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.